More farms have large numbers of animals, and more non-farm neighbors are complaining about odors and potential health risks from air emissions. The EPA has said for several years that it doesn't have enough data to tell whether big farms comply with existing air pollution laws. So the government will team up with some universities on a $15 million study at 24 farms in 9 states. The study will measure fine particles and chemicals like ammonia, hydrogen sulfide, and volatile organic compounds. EPA Administrator Steve Johnson says the results will be used to look at whether the laws are tough enough and to estimate emissions from future large farms.
As animal feeding operations decide to do one thing or another, or new ones are created, that they will have the benefit of the ability to model and predict what air emissions may happen that would enable us to, for them and for us, to take preventative action.
An EPA spokesman said last night that two of the farms to be studied are dairy operations in Wisconsin, but he says the government refuses to give out the exact locations. Since under a legal agreement, the agriculture industry is paying for the air pollution study, some question whether the sites chosen are a representative sample of U.S. farms. Lead scientist Al Heber of Purdue University says the design of the study has been peer-reviewed. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.